This is a CKTZ News update. On February 1st, BC consumers started paying a 10-cent deposit on milk and milk substitute containers, which are returnable for a refund. The Recycle BC initiative aims to incentivize citizens to keep more out of landfills and have those containers recycled. Cortez Island Waste Management Center manager Brian Feifel says without a return-it facility on the island, most residents aren't likely to take advantage of the new incentive, but he supports keeping as much as possible out of landfills. He says local waste management center personnel end up taking returnable items off the island as a service.
On Cortez, most people don't use the refunds. They just bring them to our center because there isn't a return it on Cortez Island, and the stores are limited to the amount they'll take from you. So we end up taking it. And for us, it just goes in a different bag, a different stream. We were recycling it anyways. It just goes, it doesn't go in the baler now. It goes to the return it stream. We have to take it to the island return it in Campbell River. We tried to make arrangements for them and come and pick it up, but they won't do it. So it's all because of the ferries. Financially, it's a losing proposition because there's no money in it for us from this aspect because of all the trucking involved. And in the summer, well, for a lot of the year, it could take 12 hours to go to island return it back, plus fuel, plus insurance, plus a vehicle that's maintained properly, plus business insurance. So at the end of the day, there's not a lot of money in it, but it's a great service. We return it.
Feifel says provincial government recycling programs have ramped up considerably over the past 5 years and are making a difference. But there are still issues with the amount of solid waste going into landfills. On Cortez Island, all solid waste is trucked off the island in containers to a facility on Vancouver Island.
Oh, lots. Lots. This is huge. Like, everything we've been doing is huge in this, but I believe it was 4 years ago. They audited one of our containers randomly that left the island. They quarantined it in Campbell River, and they went through it. And 70% of the articles in it didn't belong in that. And this also includes household compost. Now, years ago, like you and I have been here for a couple of years now, and back then, everyone had composters in their garden, and very little was coming to the recycling center. As we've transitioned over the years with other people moving here, they claim they don't want rats, so they don't compost. So I ask, you know, that's the answer I get, but we have to do something about it. So with this island return it in Recycle BC, we're taking a lot of this other items out of those containers. And as long as people participate in the program, we have islanders that refuse to recycle. Everything goes in the garbage container, and there's nothing I can do about it. But a good portion of this island is into recycling. You do it right, you don't have the rats, you don't have the raccoons, you don't have the ravens, you don't have the problems, but it just takes, you know, good effort. If you're a gardener, you know the work involved in doing it right.
Starting in January 2023, more items will be approved for recycling, such as disposable plastic cutlery, stir sticks, and sandwich bags. Feifel says that's great, but one thing has to be kept in mind.
Right now, they're kind of classified as a biohazard. Like anything, any Kleenex, anything anyone's had in their mouth or their hands, like straws, and that we're not to handle into recycling. But if that's going to be part of the program, they'll request people clean them, you know, present them clean, and then we can deal with them. So everything has to be clean coming in our building.
Feifel adds that the local waste management center is also doing what it can to make things easy for Cortez Island residents and visitors by updating its website. He says it'll be made easily accessible on the local community website, CortezIsland.com, also known as the Tideline.
That is being updated at the moment to include everything we've talked about and everything we take there. It's all, you can go to, for let's say electronics, you can go to the websites there for a complete list of what we recycle in electronics, in the CESA program, which is your small appliances. So this is currently being updated and will be on the Tideline.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.